Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sit, relax, let us speak.
Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, guys, hanging out, getting ready to speak with Coach here in the next hour or so. We'll talk to Jake Matthews as well. By the way, last time we saw Bryce Young, he was really good. That's a given because they beat us.
Right.
But he has completed 53 of 90 passes. That's 58% completion rate.
Okay, that's not where you want to be in the NFL, but
– no.
Some come from behind this week, I guess, right?
482 yeah. yards, four touchdowns, three interceptions. He's been sacked a total of four times to start this season. We just told you Michael Penix, our guy's not giving away the ball, right? Here Bryce Young is, and I think, Mike, you get to pressing again, right? You start thinking, all right, well, I got to make plays. So four touchdowns, three interceptions. And, again, I did not watch all of their game last week. I know Arizona was playing, and I saw Kyler Murray running around like he normally does. But the Panthers have rushed for a total of 162 yards through the first two games. Guys, Bijan rushed for 140 last Sunday night.
Right.
Okay, so we're just laying out for you, like, Bryce Young, first of all, will throw it to us. Okay, so we could get more picks. Secondly, they have not scared anybody. Like, we have scared folks now around the league going, damn, if they run the ball like that, trust me, everybody around the league saw that and was like, okay, if they are able to do that, this Penix kid is going to open up this offense. And also, the Panthers' defense has yet to generate any sacks. So that's another thing that you can look at going into Sunday and say, all right, here's some areas we feel halfway good about, Mike, heading into this game. That doesn't mean they won't get one against us, but – the way our offensive line played last week, I feel really good about that.
Yeah, Dave Archer was talking yesterday. We mentioned in the first segment of the show about, you know, the money they invested on that side of the football. But, yeah, we opened at 3.5. We're now up to a 5.5-point. We're a 5.5-point favorite.
On the road.
I see. We scored two offensive touchdowns.
You're not buying it?
You know, I mean,
no?
I mean, 3 in 2 weeks. But, I mean, you know, I just, all right, okay. Okay. I mean, just see that red zone pop, man. I want to see that.
You know what this is? I think this is you come off of a Sunday night win, okay? Dominant defensive performance for the Falcons.
Right.
And then, Mike, I also think they're looking at how their offensive line is banged up. And I think that Vegas is looking at this and going, is Carolina going to be able to stay within a touchdown of Atlanta based on what we know? Now, we'll see as we get to the end of the week if this thing moves again. You know, I haven't bet with our picks. We don't bet the Falcons.
Right.
But we haven't taken the Falcons yet. At least I haven't. I don't think you have either
No.
To start the season. But this might be one of those games.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Might be one of those games, and I know what you're saying.
Right.
I expect us to win. You just don't know if it's five and a half or 6 points.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, you look at our stats. We got three touchdowns in two games. Michael Penix has one touchdown thrown to the texter's point earlier, and we did try to – we're not trying to make excuses. We're just telling you what happened. You had two banged up wide receivers, and we had a big drop that would – that maybe that drive results in a touchdown. But we have been getting into that old – and, again, it has nothing to do with this team, but to Falcon fans that are always like, I'll believe it when I see it. This is that red zone, dead zone, which drives us crazy.
It is.
Which I hope we don't want to see that anymore. But we've only got three touchdowns for 2 weeks, and we're a 5.5-point favorite on the road. That's a bit rich for me.
Okay. We will get deeper into that. Our picks are coming up on Friday, as we normally do, guys. And last week was a good week for me. 404-726-0929.
It's about damn time.
Hey, be quiet over there, will you? 404-726-0929. All right, big old man, let's get to the daily download. Can't be perfect all the time, Mike. Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. First and foremost, guys, let's hear from Rook, because Oro showed up, but so did that D-line Sunday night. He was asked about, can the defense have a similar performance against the Panthers?
We just have to take it one day at a time. That performance didn't just happen. It came with the preparation throughout the week. And I feel like if we take that same formula that we did this week into all the other weeks going on, it'll be very good for our success going on as a team.
Look, I think we hold these guys to under 17 points.
Oh, man. It sounds to me like you're ready to make an investment here.
And I'll tell you why, because I don't think we're going to make the mistakes on the back half like we did in that last game at the end of the season last year. I think Xavier Watts is a dude. I think Billy Bowman's a dude, and I don't think they have enough, Mike, to scare us down the field. Their rookie wide receiver is really good, but we can bracket him. And if you're going to tell me Justin Jefferson had three catches, I'm just feeling really good about the opportunity on Sunday. Look, they'll score. I think they'll score. I don't think they score more than 20 points.
I mean, Bryce has thrown four touchdowns, three picks you referred to, the four sacks you mentioned. You know, the run game, yeah, you said it. It's really not there. McMillan, the rookie, I mean, that kid looks like the real deal. But you're right. If now, and we don't know what's up with A.J. Terrell. A.J. Terrell missed the second half, basically, in that game. If the Falcons, that's their prerogative. A lot of NFL teams just don't give you the info. But we'll try to get it out. If he says day-to-day, I mean, he did say that about, let's be honest about the wide receivers. They did play, but the hamstring's a little bit different, isn't it? I mean, what's your spidey sense tell you about AJ?
No, if I'm coach, and I'm not, I don't play him. I mean, I just don't want to risk my number one corner in week three. Mike,
Know you can maybe limp to the bye week and then get everybody right.
He re-injures it just by chance, let's say Sunday. Okay, so now what? Now he's out for sure a good 3-4 weeks. So you even get to the bye week and you don't have AJ coming out of that. I think it's okay to sit him based on the circumstances if that's going to be the decision. And by the way, we don't know that yet. We'll ask coach and see if he fills us in on that.
Now, one way to look at it, these are all one possession games that the Jaguars have lost, both on the road. I should say the Carolina Panthers, they lost to the Jaguars, and then they lost to the Cardinals, as Carl just mentioned. But both games on the road, one possession.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And now we're a 5.5-point favorite, and we've only scored three touchdowns. That's why I'm just maybe I'll feel better about this later. I hear about the injury report. But this is another division game, and they whipped our they came back and
they beat us
stupid
They beat us, and that's another reason why. And look, I feel confident only because I know they're gonna. Most of the guys in this locker room who were here last year are gonna be up for this game. That was embarrassing.
That was.
I mean, to end the season the way you did, based on where we were, and that was supposed to be a run of the mill team at the end of the year with a quarterback who had been benched 8 weeks. So I think most of these guys will be up for Sunday, but we'll see. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929.
I was talking to Mark Ramondi today, and we were joking around about the metrics. He gets a kick when I bellyache about analytics.
Yeah.
But Mark put it out there today from ESPN. Ruka, row your boat. As you said, ninth in the league in interior D linemen in pass rush win rate. Now, again, he did win rate to a sack. That's a win-win-win-win, right? But no, the numbers, as Arch brought up the other day, certainly show you that, there's things that are trending the right way. We also found out today from Josh Kendall, I think D-Led had it as well, that I don't think we saw James Pierce Jr. so far out there today.
Yeah, maybe, and we'll find out again if that's just, hey, he was nursing a little something. and it's not a big deal? Or, you know, did he get a little rest today? I don't know. It's not uncommon, by the way. I know everybody thinks, you know, every single day everybody's out there. It's not uncommon, especially for vets. But for James Pierce, maybe he was nursing a little something, and they just want to make sure he's ready to go for Sunday. Hey, man, Braves win a doubleheader against the Nationals, 6-3 in game one, 5-0 in game two. They now have won four in a row. And more than, you know, anything, it's like, well, this could have happened, you know, I don't know, 2-3 months ago. Yeah. But I know this season has been such a roller coaster. And, you know, for the good news is, guys like Matt Olson, he's hitting. You know, Drake Baldwin, he's hitting. Matter
the
of fact. Is,
the numbers, but here's the argument about the stats, because baseball is so stat dominated.
Yes.
He needed to be, well, again, it's not his fault. There's nobody on base to knock in.
Right.
But, I mean, when we talked about, like, all those, you know, the solo shots and everything. But this is the kind of the tear he's on now. The season's over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the bad news is, good news, if this was the heart of the pennant race, man, Acuna's had one of the worst spells he's ever been in.
Well,
we talked about that with Grant the other day.
You know what, though? Can I tell y'all something? He shut down after the injury.
Yeah, not the same. The most recent one.
He shut down after the injury. And that's why I said don't play him.
Right.
This is why I said don't play him. It's not – guys, if you think Acuna can't play, did you guys see the assist he had in the outfield a couple of nights ago? Like, he still can just turn it on when he wants to. Mike, I just feel like after the injury and the way the season's gone, he was like, I'm good. I'm chilling.
Right. And again, Matt Olson, the guys that I – when I get into it with Matt Olson, look, he's the Iron Man. He makes great – plays great defense. And the stats at the end of the year will be there. But with the stats there when the season was on the line.
You're right. Because does, I mean, he, does he see these same pitches if it was different?
I mean, talk to me about when Matt Olson had like the – you know, it was 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position when we before the season got away from us. But that's an argument these guys don't want to have. They just look at the numbers and go, Matt Olson's elite. Okay.
Matt Olson, 3-run triple. Braves, by the way, as we said, they beat the Nats back-to-back in that doubleheader. But here's an example of what Mike's talking about.
Olson, it's fair. He takes an 0-2 curveball and rips it down the line. It rattles around in the corner. It's going to clear the bases. And Olson wants three. He's got it. A 3-RBI triple.
He's having a great year as far as the average. You know,
yes.
We talked about his baseball card. He's above that. And, and this goes across the board. The injuries, everything started to, you know, sort of add up. But there was just such a lack of clutch at times in the first 2 months of the season, starting with the way the season began.
Mm-hmm.
That you look, not many teams, remember the argument was, wow, look at these guys. They're digging their way out of an 0-7. No, you didn't. you didn't dig your way out of that 0-7 start. Looked like it for a minute, but
yeah.
No.
Well, and by the way, what we mean is you get different pitches when you're in a pennant race, and you get pitched differently. Your team does, guys. When you have two teams that are not playing for anything, it's almost like you get back to, hey, how I'm going to finish the season? Pat my stats a little bit, make sure that I'm good heading into next year, especially if it's a contract year. And Mike, as pitchers, sometimes you're just working on things. You're not going to
right.
the playoffs. So you're pitched differently in these circumstances. I'm not telling you guys don't want to get out, but it's a different animal, especially with 2 weeks to go in the season, how I approach you as a batter.
Right. Olson, you know, I mean, this is his most balanced season. I mean, all across, even like in 2023, there were some cold spells.
Yeah.
But this has been his most complete season. But as I said, unfortunately, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing because either there weren't guys on base or other dudes were banged up, and then the pitching broke down.
It did break down. Hey, Kyle Riley, guys, passes Mickey Mantle for switch hitter home run single season record with his 55th home
wow.
run. This guy's been a monster. And again, we're not watching him, and I'm saying we is the royal we is Braves fans because he plays in Seattle.
Right. It's the thing. I don't even – I knew he was good. He was solid at FSU, but the tear he's on at this level is just insane. But what a hell of a story, man. And again, you know, we're going to see next year how does it work with Drake Baldwin. I guess they'll continue to have the platoon at catcher once Murphy is 100%.
Yeah.
But, again, now we found out about that hip injury with Murph. But I'm just curious, are we going to try to beef up the shortstop position this offseason?
That's a good question.
I know we've drafted a bunch of guys, but they're way down the road.
They're
in the
not
pipeline.
Ready. They're not ready. You know, it's one of those conversations we hope to get into with Alex Anthopoulos about when you talk about priorities.
We'll do the postseason postmortem.
Yes,
right?
Because you could say right now there's probably six things that need to be addressed, but what's the number one priority, and where does that fall, Mike? Is that third or fourth on the list when you start saying these are things we absolutely have to do this offseason?
I got to agree. Two frontline pitchers.
Veteran starting pitchers.
Got to.
That, you know, they're over 500 for their career, please.
Got to.
You know, and can eat some innings that we want to see.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus, guys. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
And by the way, we talked about the player option. Speaking of the shortstop position or middle of the infield, Ha-Seong Kim.
He's been fine.
7 for 15 his last four games.
Yeah, he's been fine. That might be a pleasant surprise for us if he's completely healthy going into next spring, and it looks like he's healthy. That might be another steal for Alex.
Again, we're getting back to the Falcons, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing Dave O'Brien was saying. He said yesterday, really impressed with his entire game, talking about Ha-Seong Kim has really fit seamlessly into the Braves clubhouse. Mm-hmm. He thinks the Braves should try to sign him to a three-year deal before he even decides on the player option.
Well, it'd be smart.
We just talked about. What do you do at shortstop?
Yeah, and it'll be cheaper. And this was the risk. This is the kind of stuff that goes under the radar because the team's not really good and we're not watching for the playoffs. Alex brings in a guy that may end up helping you big time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Right. And remember, Profar starting the season next year.
And I think the Rays owner they are kind of working on a budget. They just want to get him off the books after he had a horrible season.
So a healthy Profar, not even healthy, just not a suspended Profar.
Right.
Kim in the lineup. Now things start to look a little different. Go get his pitching, man.
Right.
But we'll get to that when the season's done. Hey, when we come back, hamstring injury, not just for our guy AJ, but also for a running back around the league that has him limping around, and also the concerns about Joe Burrow. We got to talk about this because people are starting to say it now, and it's a shame. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.